Let's call the meeting to order. Call the roll, please.
Jennifer Hood?
Here.
Debbie?
Here.
Mary McKinney?
Here.
Mary Mara?
Here.
And Mario?
Here.
I'd like to show all the council people present. We don't have any minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who wanted to address this body? Under mayor's comments, hopefully everybody's sticking to their budgets, taking a look at them. Any ideas should be implemented. Our park is completely open. We've gotten the people that want to buy the 6 acres and put the street in have made their formal, they've given us their plans. We're going to have to put together a commission meeting to go over that. And then it'll probably end up going to the Board of Zoning Appeals. It'll come back to council. Planning Commission meets the third Monday of the month. Is there any reason, Mr. Lyons, that we could change that?
You could. You could have a special meeting.
Okay, because it seemed like they really wanted to get going on it. That's all I have. Mr. Lyons, did you have anything?
I don't have anything other than the three resolutions that I sent out. The one about the Olive Street, to my knowledge, the governor still hasn't signed that bill, but the House and the Senate passed it, and maybe the governor today, I'm not sure. I put it language that it's only effective once the bill passes. So you know, once the mayor determines that the governor has signed it, then go. So we may be able to get moving on that project.
Oh, good. Anything else, Mr. Long?
That's all I have. Rosie sent out three pages regarding the petition that's been circulated in the village. And I talked to Rosie about that today. I told her I'm going to have to come in and see the original so I know exactly what has been given to the village. Because we have to, if we decide that it meets legal requirements, then we have to send it to the Board of Elections. But we're not quite at that yet. That's not a council action. That's an action by Rosie, the clerk of council. But she told me she didn't do it. She hasn't sent it. We're well within the process.
Is it like August or something to file by? It's 90 days.
I'm not sure if the initiative process is on a different time schedule, but for anybody else that wants to get on the ballot like we did for a levy, we'd have to do it 9 days beforehand.
Right.
So we're not going to sit on this either, right? And can go on and be certified, and then they can determine if there's enough signatures, or and whether or not they followed the process correctly, or we'll say it's not. Okay.
So what is our understanding of what the petition is for?
I thought what was originally filed with Rosie, it was to rezone the land over the hill for better term, so that you can build anything down there, including residential. That's what I thought it was. So.
Because the people that have been talked to, and if you notice, it's basically the condo people that have signed this. There's Olive Street. Nobody basically up like within these streets here, which doesn't make a difference. It's still in the village, but their understanding is that this is supposed to bring in more, they're all for bringing in more businesses. And that's not what this petition is about.
That's not the way I read the proposed ordinance.
So
I have recently.
So when do we start holding like hold a public notice or public, do we do anything like that right now, or can we legally post something on Facebook regarding what this is? I mean, it's too late. They all signed it, but I think we should let them know what it's really about.
Let's see if it even meets the requirement to get on the ballot.
Okay.
What I would suggest. I mean, we're allowed to put factual information on our webpage saying that somebody has filed something, to say actually what it is. We can't recommend for it or against it in terms of that, because that's not something that we do. We're not voting. It does get on, it's the people, but we're allowed to tell people what's on there and what our view is in terms of the impact it would have on the village.
Okay.
But all I'm aware of is that original ordinance that was given to us that I thought allowed houses to be built in the business district and in the marine district.
Right.
I could be wrong on that, but that's kind of what I thought it was.
That's what I understood it to be.
I don't know how that business is.
Right.
Well, it would be business for whoever owned the property selling the houses.
Pardon me?
It would be business for whoever sells the houses. It wouldn't be business for anybody else.
Right.
Anything else on that?
That's all I have.
Committee's finance.
I have, let's see here. We have an invoice for the docks, the floating docks were put in from Ben LLC. Construction. I'd like to make a motion that we pay that. It's $1,750.
I'll second.
Okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney? Mary Marvar?
Mary Marvar, you're on mute.
Thanks, yes.
Okay, and Mario?
Yes.
Five ayes, no nays.
Video to work.
Anything else, Deb?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm falling asleep over here. Okay. we already approved Lassiter and Son to do the landscaping over there. Do we need to approve this again?
Well, I need you, the chairman and Jennifer, to let me know if Dan is okay, satisfied with it, so I can make the check.
Yeah. Jen, have they completed the work?
Yes.
Yes. It's good, Rosie. Thank you. The other thing I have is Rosie put together our budget, the actual and estimate for 20 and 21. And Jim did an ordinance for us for that. Are you going to read that, Mario, under ordinance?
Wait, okay. There's a correction in it.
Okay.
Section one. Wait, where is it?
I
I just had it here. Here it is. Okay. Section one, general fund for the bond retirement, the second figure, 29,2750, is missing the seven.
Okay.
If you want to just correct that. Let me, and I didn't have the other figures yet, so hold on.
You can just write that in.
Okay, I will. I snuck it in there. Okay.
So we're going to approve this under the ordinance, correct, Jim?
Finance ordinance, either one. So.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the estimated budget for 2020 and 2021.
I'll second.
You want us to suspend the rules?
You have to.
Okay.
Okay, so we want to approve suspending the rules?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Mary Marva?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
And Jennifer?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays. Motion to adopt.
I'll make that motion to adopt.
I'll second.
Okay, Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Marvar?
Yes.
Okay, there you are. Okay,
Marvar. Here I am.
Jennifer?
Yes.
And Debbie?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays.
Right now, I don't have anything else under finance.
Anything under police?
I don't have anything, Chief. Do you have anything for police tonight?
I do not.
The cars are looking really nice.
We worked on them a bit.
Yeah, very nice. Never know what night you're going to get what. It'll look good.
Fire.
I'll let the police chief handle this one. I just met with him about half an hour ago. Go ahead, chief.
A couple different things. First, I told you that we had gotten the NOPEC grant last meeting. That amount is $1,632 towards the lighting here in the station and over in the road department garage. I met with Lad Chapman yesterday, and he will be giving me a price that I will be coming back, hopefully, at our next meeting. When I met with him and we were talking about the lighting and everything, he expressed that he believes he can finish the fire station, the road department, and the outside lights within the dollar amounts that we have available.
Wow.
Which is, that's great.
Which is pretty good. It really is. As part of the conversation, the old lights that were here, I had agreed that it would be in the best interest of the village for the fire department guys to remove all of our old lights to save quite a bit of money. And he was nice enough to donate scaffolding for us to use. So we actually started working on that today. We've got one whole row of the old lights out already.
Nice.
So that's, you know, a good thing that we've got guys that are able to get that done. The only other thing I had is, for those that had not heard, former assistant fire chief Bob Such had died in March, and because of COVID, they were not able to do a regular funeral service. So on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hungarian Reformed Church in Fairport, they will be having a memorial service. We will be taking part in that. It's not going to be a full-blown firefighter service, but as part of the memorial service, we'll have a small part that we'll play. The interment will be after the service at Riverside Cemetery, because he also was one of the original founding members of the Painesville Township Fire Department. I spoke with Chief Huffman, and we will both have an engine there at Riverside for the procession to pass through in honor of Chief Such, and we'll be there for that. And then I spoke to Pam Nick, and they're going to have a picnic afterwards at the at her house over on Murphy. So if any of you could attend, that'd be wonderful. If not, it's understandable. But I believe that...
Chief?
Say that again?
Is open to people the, coming?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What time is it at?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
They're not expecting a lot of people because, you know, he was older, and a lot of people, you know, basically it's just family and friends that really, and most of his friends are long gone. He was 87, I believe. And I think that he worked here anywhere from 30 to 40 years, something like that. He was here a long time. In fact, he was here before we had some regular records. So, it's really hard to pinpoint exactly when he started here. But, you know, we'll be doing that just to honor him and what he's done for the village for the years.
So. Very nice.
Any other questions?
Have we accepted the NOPEC grant for the amount?
I don't think we did yet.
Okay. What was the amount, Chief?
The amount was $1,632.
Okay. Can we make a motion now to accept that? Before this country's genocide remembrance day. Is it all right if I make a motion to accept that grant?
Please.
I'll second. Make a motion to accept the NOPEC grant for $1,632.
I'll second.
This book festival in China is said to have begun as a poet, Wu Yuan, who found himself in the river.
You're sitting back. Okay. Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Mary Marva?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays. Anything else on fire?
Anything else, Chief?
Nope. No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public Works?
Public Works, Rex came to me about, he wants to do he wants to see what council thinks of a grass cutting program. This program would be for seniors in the village over 80 years old who don't have family that already mow. It would only be mowed. He says it's like 6 to 7 people in the village that would qualify for that, and it would be him and Porky doing the mowing, and he thinks it would take about an hour of their time. So he wanted to bring that up to council and see if anybody had any problems. Discussions with that?
I talked to Rex about some of the pitfalls because there's many. I don't know that he still wants to do that, but I don't think he's not on this meeting.
He is.
Oh, is he?
Maybe they could do it on their own individually and not through the village.
No, he's right. Not.
Can you share what some of those pitfalls are?
Well, it's our equipment on somebody else's property. It's they do a lot of stuff as it is. Now you just added 6 or 7 yards to it that are going to have to be done all the time. And then what precedent does it set? I don't know. It just seems like anytime you take government stuff and put it on private property, I don't think it's not a good mix. That's not a good idea. I don't think. I mean, if they want to do it on their own, yeah, then that'd be fine, like Rosie said, but I don't know that you take our equipment and do that with that. I just think it's a bad precedent.
He talked to me, I think it was like last week he called me about it, so maybe you can talk to him in the meantime. I just had it on my list for the meeting. So I will go back and talk to him about that. Otherwise, they've been doing a great job with the park and getting everything all cleaned up. They got the guys from the school there helping them. Otherwise, I don't have anything else for Public Works.
I had asked Rex if they could edge the sidewalk in front of Village Hall. And we kind of looked at it together, and they did it, and it looks fantastic. But when we were talking about it, I think he said that the village doesn't have an edger. Is there any way we can get the village an edger? Because now we have all those sidewalks in the park, and it's great when the grass is cut, but if the weeds and the grass are growing over the edge of the sidewalk, it really detracts from the beauty of it. Even the sidewalk, the public sidewalk along river, at the east end of the park. But yeah, I know budget's tight and stuff, but is there any way that we can get him an edger?
You can edge with a string trimmer. I edge all my sidewalks with a string trimmer.
A weed whacker? They have a weed whacker? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. That's how most people do it, like landscaper-wise. It's quick. It's easy. Plus equipment.
Okay.
See what Rex says. You know, is he asking for one, or do you know Mary?
I'm not sure, because he said that he had one, edger, that maybe he used. He didn't even mention a weed whacker. I mean, I know people do that with the weed whacker, string trimmer, whatever you call it. And that would be great too. It just seemed to me that when we were talking about it, he wasn't sure about how to do it or what equipment he had to do it. So if they've got a weed whacker, that would be fine.
Yeah, they do, don't we?
I think they do, yes.
Yeah.
One or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else on Public Works?
No.
The park?
The park, the new landscape is in. I'm on the schedule to get the rest of the back fence done and the other split rail fence. They placed benches over there today, and then they're going to concrete those in. So otherwise, that's all. We're just moving along.
It looks great, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Really does.
Have you heard anything about the light poles as far as delivery date, roughly?
I haven't got, no. It's got to be like 4 to 6 weeks now.
Yeah. And the park looks really nice.
Thanks. That's all I have, Mark.
Ordinance?
We have two ordinances. First one we have is resolution, authorizing the mayor to enter into a contract with the NES Corporation for the 2020 OPWC Street pavement repairs and overlay project and declaring emergency. I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the rules.
I'll second.
Hey, I'm here.
Was that you, Debbie?
I think it was Jen.
It was me. It was Jen.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mary.
Yes.
Mario.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Debbie.
Yes.
Mary McKinney.
Yes.
Like to make a motion that we adopt the resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into the contract with NES Corporation for the OPWC Health Street Pavement Repairs and Overlay Project.
I'll second that. Okay, Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Mary Marva?
Yes.
Official 5 ayes, no nays.
We also have a resolution requesting the Village of Grand River share of county coronavirus relief distribution funds and affirming the use of those funds to be expended only to cover coronavirus costs in a manner consistent with the CARES Act and declaring an emergency. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules.
I will second that.
Okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney? Mary Mara?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the resolution for the coronavirus relief distribution funds.
I'll second.
You want to adopt it? Is that it?
Correct.
Okay. Debbie? Mary McKinney?
Yeah.
Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
And Jennifer?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays. Anything else, Mario?
No.
Can I buy for a minute? I know Rosie knows, but she has quite a bit of reporting responsibility on that resolution we just passed in terms of making a report back to the state. She has to register with them, and we have to keep track exactly of all of our expenditures. So when we do get money, we may have to give some of it back. But I thought it was the full-time Rosie Employment Act is what I thought.
Thanks, Jeb.
And Mayor.
Recreation.
Yeah, why would we have to give money back?
They give you an allotment based on the amount that you get proportionally based on the sales tax money that comes from the state through the county. So if we get $4,000 and we only spend $2,000 in terms of this coronavirus stuff, we got to give the other. So we have to keep track of separately all of those expenditures that are authorized expenditures.
So the monies that we receive could help supplement the monies we did not receive from CCA. I mean, we were down $20,000. So. You can't supplement that.
I don't think it's for that. I thought it's for direct coronavirus event. No.
Having to pick up the extra firefighters, the extra hours every week.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I mean, I don't. I thought that what I read on it was just for reimbursement of direct coronavirus expenditures that we would not add other than this coronavirus. So if we had to add a firefighter on in order, to take care of certain matters, maybe we could get, that would count. If the fire department would need special gear, protective gear especially, that would count. But us losing money isn't part of it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
From the beginning of this, I have been tracking every single thing that we do that's directly related to coronavirus and not tied to anything else, just because of the amount of time that I have specifically attached to this pandemic. So it'll help Rosie immensely that I have everything already set aside and I'm just, so.
I remember
you. You're aware.
Thank you. Anything else on that? No. Moving just on to recreation.
Oh. Just one other thing on that. I'm sure that there'll be more guidance coming up saying what is reimbursable and what isn't.
Yeah. Okay.
But it just got passed last week. It became effective. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Recreation?
Okay, we had a meeting about what we wanted to do with the picnic. And we are going to still go ahead with picnic, just a scaled back version. We're going to get pizza and dish that out ourselves, be able to hand it to people, prepackaged chips, wrapped cookies, things like that. We're thinking of possibly cutting back the time too, instead of, I think, 1 to 4, maybe cutting it back an hour, like 1 to 3. There is a lot of room in the pavilion, but there may be the need for people to kind of bring their own chairs and spread out, even on the grass. We'll put it out there, and if people are comfortable enough, they'll come, and if they're not, they won't. It's hard to read how the public kind of feels about it, especially now you're hearing that there's a spike in a lot of areas. I'm still going to have the ice cream truck come, do that on a ticket basis, and instead of any kind of live music, I understand that we have a Bluetooth speaker, so we can have music playing. We will still go, send letters out for donations. We have people that are kind of already have said that they would donate, and we're going to try and go to Brennan's for the pop and water again. See how that goes. I think we'll, too, we discussed kind of scaling back on games because there's things that we can't do, like the jumpy house and thing, and because of distance, but we'll still have that we'll be able to do the water balloon thing, the sack race. We've got the cornhole boards, we can do that. So it'll be, from what Jen and Debbie were saying, people really look forward to it, they really enjoy it. So we didn't want to, put the kibosh on it completely. But it'll definitely have to be kind of a scaled back version.
thought.
I feel very strong that we should not have this picnic because people are just not going out, and people are not going out in groups of 20, 30 people. I went out 2 weeks ago, and there were like even 20 people in the whole restaurant area. I feel this is not a good time to have this picnic. It's just like I have strong feelings about this picnic until we are completely in agreement that, okay, you know, it's time for people to start going out. People are still leery about going out in groups. You're talking groups of people. I see this picnic canceled, but at this time.
And that's what Mary said, Mary. They don't have to come. It's not a must thing. It's sort of like we're going to have pizza. It's going to be an individual plate. We're handing them out. You're not allowed to have a buffet. We're not asking people to bring food. They can bring in their own chairs, sit out in the back. But they don't have to come. We know people aren't going to come if they're not comfortable. The tables that are in the pavilion now are way over 6 feet apart, and they're going to remain that way. So we're not putting the tables together. We're not doing a lot of stuff. So you're allowed 10 people at a table. Trust me, I'm dealing with it with the wedding. So therefore, I mean, you can say no and you don't have to come, but we scaled back a lot. I mean, it's up to you guys. You know, that's our thought. That's how we can do it this year. We're not asking for people to bring any food, no donation food. Everything's going to be, the pizza will be an individual plate handed to the person, wrapped cookies, wrapped potato chips, and pop and water. And that's it. And they can just come over and socialize. I mean, whoever feels comfortable can come. They don't feel comfortable, they don't have to come. But that was our thought.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe we won't have a lot of competition with the Riverside school picnic because a lot of residents went to that. Maybe they'll come to the village.
I'm good with it. If they don't want to come, they don't have to come. You go to Mentor and it's packed. I mean, people are going out, you know, if they don't want to come. I mean, if it's outside and it's a nice day, everybody can sit well within their social distancing guidelines if they choose to. So,
sure.
I think it'd be nice to have some sense of normalcy.
We can put on there, they can bring their own chairs like we used to, and some can sit in the grass if they're not comfortable under the pavilion, you know. But it's just something to sort of gather together.
Like I said, it'd be nice to have some sense of normalcy.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything else on recreation?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel meeting?
No.
Anything under old business? Nothing? Anything under new business?
Hmm.
We have a motion to pay the bills. The finance committee is.
I'm sorry. I did have an update. Our last meeting, we talked about, as far as going forward with meetings, about the possibility of having it at the hall and options. I have not met with Chief Shook. I apologize. I did reach out to the county. And the way they do it, as far as the live stream's concerned, they take pre-submitted questions. People can submit them to an email address. And then during the meeting, they keep checking. So if somebody sends in a question while the meeting's going on, they can address it during the meeting. So it gives anybody the ability to present a question during the live stream, but they can also submit them beforehand. So that's how, as opposed to the Zoom meeting. So, Just an update.
Do we want to go back to the hall for the next meeting?
That's
6 feet apart, wearing masks, or should we do this again?
It's up to you.
We can sit pretty far apart. I mean, long enough, you can sit pretty far apart. If you want to wear a mask, that's up to you.
Someone donated masks for us.
Do we have a motion to Zoom again or a motion to have a public hearing?
I'll make the motion.
For
which one? Yeah. Which one?
public hearing.
We have a second on a public hearing?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Unanimous. I'm back at the hall for the second Wednesday, 7:30 of July. Anything else under old new business? We have a motion to pay the bills the Finance Committee is authorized.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Mary Marvar?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mary McKinney?
Yes.
Record show 5 ayes, no nays. We have a motion to adjourn.
Hey, I just want to thank Mario for setting up all the Zoom meetings. I think that was fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mario.
Yep.
Not a problem. Welcome.
I can't make my faces at you like at a personal meeting though, because everybody gets to see them.
So I want to go back.
I know. Me too.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
All up here.
Hi.
Who's that, Debbie?
All opposed. Thank you all.
So I just get in and you guys leave me.
Yes.
Yeah. I just got in. Having trouble.